With the new legislative session in New York, environmental groups are calling on state officials to make clean water a priority in 2017. Environmental advocates of New York and Effective NY have released two online videos of kids affected by pollution. In one 30-second video, 14-year-old Michaela Baker, a resident of Hoosick Falls, talks about how people have left her community since the discovery of the chemical PFOA in water supplies.
Everyone takes water for granted. You never expected for a contamination like that to get into our water.
The campaign is starting with testimonials from Hoosick Falls, but is intended to feature youths in communities across New York. Morgan Pachma is executive director of Effective NY.
What's going on in Hoosick Falls, unfortunately, is not an isolated case. We've seen it in Newburgh, New York. We've seen it on Long Island. We've seen it in parts of Erie County. And so guaranteeing New Yorkers a right to clean drinking water, fresh air, and a healthful environment, we think, is enormously timely.
The groups say the contamination in Hoosick Falls and elsewhere makes the case for a state constitutional amendment, guaranteeing a right to clean water, air, and a safe climate. Travis Prue is a spokesman for Environmental Advocates of New York.
A constitutional right to clean water, to healthy air, to a safe climate would build a level of proactivity into our state operations that doesn't exist right now. It would also empower residents when something does go wrong, the state doesn't always get it right. And it would empower residents to use the legal system, to use the courts, to be able to say, hey, we have this right, and the state's not doing a good enough job preserving it and protecting it.
Pachma hopes the amendment will be part of a proposed Environmental Bill of Rights. He says six other states have similar measures already in place.
But this is the first push to bring that innovation to New York State.
The groups also say with new leadership at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency under a Donald Trump administration, an Environmental Bill of Rights would strengthen the state's environmental protections if any environmental regulations are modified. Prue says the groups will continue to release videos featuring kids from other affected areas.
You know, communities where there are oil trains passing through, foul in the air, et cetera, and people who have been directly impacted by the lack of a right. And we're going to be telling their stories.
The groups are hoping the testimonials catch the attention of state lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is preparing to launch his State of the State tour. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.